commendation for safety and soundness as a Blue Ribbon Bank by VeriBank Inc.
And Kathy Dawes again with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director. And boy, I don't know what's going on today. Everyone's wanting to talk to you today, Robin. We already have another phone call. And go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
I just wanted to comment on the speaker who said the family took care of everything in the past, so there was really no need for intervention. In the past, for instance, alcoholism was rampant in the early 20th century, and there was no AA society. This is why the temperance union was a very popular movement, because wives and children didn't have any place to turn to. If wives were being, our children were being abused, there was no shelter, there was no place to go. You were too embarrassed to even tell your pastor that you were being abused. If you had mental illness, say there was a bipolar disease or depression, you had no place to turn to. The individual suffered privately. If the family couldn't cope, or they would just deal with it themselves, or maybe the individual would be turned out of the household, they might become a hobo or just go commit suicide. So I think that the caller had a very idealized way of looking at the past. Yes, indeed, the families may have helped, and they may have been a useful resource, but in many cases, there was no place. And I think women, especially, and children suffered needlessly abuse in the past and had no place to turn to. And people with mental illness suffered also needlessly. And now they have resources, they have counseling, they have medications that weren't available in the past. And if we didn't have centers to turn to and counselors to turn to, there would be no hope for those individuals.
Thank you very much for the call.
Yes.
Some excellent points made, I think.
Thank you very much. It does help illustrate, again, this point that is made often in both physical health care and mental health care, and it has to do even with any of the myriad social service kinds of needs we talk about. And that is that if you can respond early and at the lowest possible level, then it is the least expensive, it is the least restrictive kind of way to respond to a need. But you can't always respond at that initial level. Sometimes physical health needs, emotional health needs, mental health needs do become greater than what the local resources or what the family resources are able to respond to. And so there needs to be resources outside of the community or outside of the family, sometimes outside of the community, that can respond to the individual's needs. And so we, you know, if the family, if at that lower level those issues can be dealt with successfully and effectively, then that's great. But if they can't be, then it's very important that we have this infrastructure of other resources that are available to help individuals and families who are in need.
Again, appreciate all the calls today, 537-1350. I do want to start to sum some things up. I know I have another guest out waiting front probably, but we wanted to mention a few things that are part of next year as we look at it. I know there's still a great need for more psychiatrists in the state, and I think the plan addresses that a little bit. And maybe an update on inpatient. Are those needs being met now?
Yes, part of what we're seeing in the state of Kansas is an increasing shortage of licensed psychiatrists who can specialize in the treatment of persons with mental illnesses. We've seen a lot of that change as a result of the reduction of training programs or opportunities that are available to psychiatrists in the state of Kansas. And then we also are seeing the retirements of a lot of psychiatrists who have been providing services in the state of Kansas, for their careers. In addition to that need for an increase in the number of specialists in this area, we also have a need to address the psychiatric inpatient resources that are available currently in the state. I think most people are probably aware that the state psychiatric hospital that serves the eastern part of the state has been under a moratorium in the last couple of years. The number of beds that were available had been reduced from 206 to 146. I believe about 12 of those beds that were reduced have been restored, but there continues to be a significant need for access to inpatient psychiatric treatment resources. And when those resources are not available, then there's an increased risk of individuals who need that level of care being in the community without that treatment, and being served in our hospital emergency rooms or intensive care units, coming into contact with law enforcement, sometimes being in our jails. And so we want people to have access to the kind of treatment that they need in the appropriate setting for that treatment to occur, and not in some of these other settings, which are really just inadequate substitutes for the kind of level of care that they need.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Robin Cole, with us today. Lots of good back and forth communication from the folks out there. We appreciate that. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole will take a break, and we'll continue to have quite a discussion. Kansas State University Associate Professor Communication Studies at Dr. Tim Schaefer, and of course also Assistant Director Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.